All right, today we're going to talk about 2024 candidates for presidents. First, we're going to talk about Nikki Haley. She announced she was running very early on, but she's a little name recognition. I don't think a lot of people know who she is, even though she was a former UN ambassador. And she leans very heavily in how she's younger than other politicians and candidates. And I think the more she does that, the more she's going to lose the senior citizen vote. Like, Trump both dispels the accusation that he's too old and appeals to the senior citizen vote by saying, "I'm young, I feel very young. I feel vibrant, I have lots of energy. Sleepy Joe, not so much." Right? And she's also for mandatory competency tests for politicians over 75. She can have things like this in her platform because we have Joe Biden as President of the United States. Now, she's also for strong military, she's oil and gas, obviously. I don't think you'd be a Republican and not be for those things. But I think Trump's exactly right. She's a career politician. That's what Trump called her when she came out. And the weird thing is she's running against the establishment and against the anti-establishment. So I'm not exactly sure where she expects to get support from. Now, of course, the biggest name in this race, Donald Trump, I think he just wipes out all of their candidates' popularity and debate, especially after this indictment. His popularity, his poll numbers are just going to soar through the roof. Any chance Ron DeSantis might have had before this, I think it's just gone. And, you know, the more candidates there are in this race, I think the more it helps Trump. Like, if Ron DeSantis were to run, which I don't think is a good idea, but we'll get to that in a second, the Trump vote is going to remain strong and loyal, while the Ron DeSantis vote will be split amongst DeSantis and the other candidates. Now, speaking of Ron DeSantis, sure, he's a good candidate. There's a lot of good things going on in Florida. He gives good speeches. He's taking it to Disney, and that's great. And he's for school choice, and I really like to see that in a candidate, but I just don't think now's the time for Ron DeSantis. It's going to cause a lot of infighting, especially the two big giants in the conservative movement. And I don't think fans of either candidate like the infighting. I mean, of course, if you're a fan of Donald Trump, you're probably a fan of Ron DeSantis and vice versa. But of course, people who like one more than the other. And both these candidates have great records, but people don't really know, people outside of Florida don't know what it's like to live under Ron DeSantis. They know how good it was to live under Donald Trump and how prosperous that was, of course, versus Joe Biden. And they don't know what it was like to live under Ron DeSantis. So that might be something to consider if you're a Ron DeSantis fan and you live in Florida. And Donald Trump inspires people to fight for him, and he's so much more beloved than Ron DeSantis. I don't think Ron DeSantis really has that right now. Doesn't mean Ron DeSantis is a bad candidate. I just think if Ron DeSantis were to wait till next election, especially because, you know, going up against the MAGA agenda, as liberals call it, is not a winning strategy for Republicans and hurts them, hurts their careers. And so if Ron DeSantis were to run, that would definitely happen. And so if he just waits, especially if he has good back and forth between him and Donald Trump during the next Trump presidency, I think that'd be really good for Ron DeSantis. But, you know, let's get on to another candidate. Tim Scott, sure, he's a good candidate. Just not right now, just like Ron DeSantis. I think he's great. He's given what I think some of the best speeches I've heard from a Republican in my day. But just now is not the time. I mean, this is Trump's race. Especially because, you know, we all know what happened last election. I mean, the guy who campaigned from his basement is probably not the people's choice. So not only does Trump deserve this, but like I said earlier, he's just going to wipe the floor with any other candidate. That's a lot of reason why I don't want some of these Republicans to run, like Ron DeSantis, like Tim Scott. Because they're just going to be destroyed on the debate stage. And Ron DeSantis hasn't even said he's going to run yet. And you've already got the Ron DeSanctimonious. Right, and if you run against Donald Trump, you're gonna have to deal with it. You're gonna have to deal with the nicknames like Lying Ted and Little Marco. Right, but let's get on to Mike Pence. Mike Pence says he's interested in running, but I don't think Mike Pence really understands how despised he is. I mean, he's such a mamby-pamby Republican. He takes backhand compliments like they're genuine. Remember the most decent Republican compliment. And he said he's getting support from around the country. I don't know where he's getting that from. I heard people saying they'd like Ron DeSantis to run. Sure. I haven't heard anybody say, you know, I really hope Mike Pence runs. That guy's got my vote. Nobody wears a Mike Pence hat. They wear MAGA hats or MAGA shirts or hoodies, but nobody's wearing Mike Pence apparel. Now, this next candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, I don't think this guy has a chance. I mean, I had no idea who he was until he announced he was running, and I don't think most people did either. And he says he supports Trump, and yet he's running against him? So I think that kind of conflicting messaging is just really bad for a candidate. I just don't think he has a chance, and he's already been, it seems like he's already been forgotten after he announced he was running. But you know, we should give the other party their due. So let's talk about who may be running in the DNC.
I detect a little communism. I can see it in the things you do.
All right, so Joe Biden said he intends to run for election, but it's not official. I think the DNC really hopes he doesn't. I mean, because he's been so bad for the country and for our image and for the Democrats' image, especially. And he's so unpopular. I think the DNC would give anything for Joe Biden not to run. And if he accidentally says he's running in one of his gaffes, they're pretty screwed. Because they can't say it's a gaffe, because apparently they think he's mentally competent, which he obviously isn't. I mean, every time you see him, he stumbles in his speech, he stumbles up the stairs. I can't believe in that. He's the only person I've ever seen stumble up the stairs, and he fell off a bike while it was stationary. But like I said earlier, his record as a president has just been horrendous, with the high inflation and the high gas prices. And his foreign policy has been terrible too. Like, and he's proved what Republicans say, when America does better, the world does better. Well, he's proved the opposite is also true. When America's doing poorly and has a bad leader, it affects other countries as well. Like, since we're not exporting oil like we used to, now countries that are dependent on Russia are hurting. And, you know, this affected Afghanistan after the terrible withdrawal. It's affecting Ukraine right now. I mean, we wouldn't have a Ukraine conflict if we had a strong president that didn't say, oh, well, maybe a minor incursion would be fine. And this might even eventually affect Taiwan, but they seem to be pretty strong on that so far. Now let's get on to Kamala Harris. She says if Joe Biden runs, she'll run with him. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. But as a candidate by herself, she's of course just terrible. I mean, she's probably the most hated politician in the United States right now. And every time she cackles, I think her poll numbers go down. It's just so horrendous every time she laughs. And she makes these word sounds to try and sound intelligent. Really just make her sound stupid and just make her sound like what she is, trying to avoid the question. And, you know, she didn't even win the primary the first time. The only reason she is where she is because of where she is on the diversity ranking. Now, I want to talk about Tulsi Gabbard for a second, because she was probably the best candidate Democrats could have had, and it drove her away, because she just disagreed with them on some things. She was pro-America, and of course, Democrats hate America. And, you know, a good presidential ticket for 2028, I know people think, you know, want Ron DeSantis to run, but a good presidential ticket might be Carrie Lake, Tulsi Gabbard. And I think it'd be great to have an all-female presidential ticket to shove in Democrats' face, especially for a Republican to be the first female president, Carrie Lake. You know, I know you don't care about, and I don't care about, DEI nonsense and all that and diversity nonsense, but it would be kind of funny to see how that would play out and how that would make Democrats angry, but anyway, let's talk about a candidate that is running in the Democratic Party, Marianne Williamson. I saw in the 2020 primary debates, she talked about a dark, psychic hatred coming from the White House, and that was back when Donald Trump was president. And when you start talking about dark psychic forces, no matter who it's from, you really start to lose people. She's very pro-big government, obviously, she's a Democrat. And she has a lot of books on spirituality, and it's very spiritual. But it doesn't really tell me you can run a country or lead effectively. She seems like one of these women that have, you know, crystals and believe in astrology. And she said, I'm not the crystal ball lady. But she really seems like it. And I don't think that's something she's going to be able to shake. I just think she's a terrible candidate. And there really aren't any good Democrat candidates right now. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard was probably the best candidate they could have had. And they drove her away. And with what the Democrats have done, I mean, what Joe Biden has done to our economy and our image on the world stage, I can't believe anybody would vote Democrat. I can't believe anybody did in the midterms. Then again, sometimes vote for Democrat. That might be why we have John Fetterman. But anyway, we can't do this anymore. We can't do this in 2024. We can't vote for the policies that make our lives worse and vote for it again and hope so it'll be better. We need change, and if we want change, Republicans are the way to go. Now, they aren't always right, but Democrats right now are definitely wrong. However, that's it for this show on Trouble with Hubble. You can find the show on YouTube, Rumble, Vimeo, and anywhere you get your podcast. And I'll see you in the next one.